From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. It's Flood Preparedness Week in California, and state officials say they're concerned about water-related dangers at the sites of the recent fires. Capital Public Radio's Randall White reports.
State and federal workers are currently evaluating risk factors such as mud flows and water quality issues at these burn areas. Funding and resources are tight, however, according to Darren Soon, deputy director of California's Flood Operations Center. He says a bill recently approved by lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown could alleviate some of these budget challenges.
The governor signed SB 5, so that will be on the ballot, and hopefully that, you know, if that passes, that would provide an additional $350 million for flood-related projects.
Voters will chime in on this $4 billion parks and water bond next June. In the meantime, the Department of Water Resources is urging residents to plan in advance of any possible winter storms. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Well, a panel of California lawmakers is promising state action after a major cybersecurity breach at the credit agency Equifax. At a hearing Tuesday in Southern California, Democratic lawmakers considered possible routes to protect data and hold Equifax accountable. Jan Owen of the State Department of Business Oversight testified her agency could declare the company an unsafe vendor and tell financial institutions in California to stop using Equifax.
It's nothing we take lightly, of course, but if you look at this, I mean, that's the business, right? So if one state says to one bank quit using Equifax, I'll guarantee you other states will as well. And then it becomes you've hit them in the pocketbook.
For more than 2 months, a vulnerability allowed hackers to obtain personal information collected by Equifax from 140 million people. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.